Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, welcome back, Instigators. Friday at 11:30 means we're joined by our TSN hockey insider, Darren Dreger, right here on the Instigators. Good morning, Dregs. I'm not going to throw a whole lid full at you like I did last time. That was just excitement to talk to you.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing well. I was just asking the guys, I was wondering if under normal circumstances, being able to travel over the border and stuff and go cover teams, would you have flown to Jersey to cover the PK Subban Lindsey Vonn breakup?
I mean, of all of the NHL breakups that have happened over the years, that one I probably would have given some travel consideration to. Normally I don't dabble, but I mean, we're talking about royalty here and Lindsey Vonn and PK Subban. So if you're going to lure an insider into a premarital issue, then that would be the one that would do it.
I would only have one question. Who keeps the ring?
It's supposed to be returned. It's supposed to be returned. That's the normal
Is
procedure.
It?
Yes.
And doesn't it depend on who initiated the breakup? I mean, if Lindsey wasn't happy or wasn't committed long term here, then it would make sense, wouldn't it, that she would give the ring back? But then again, didn't she ask PK to marry her? Wasn't that the whole big deal?
Yeah, she gave him
a
ring
several months ago?
Too. You're right.
Really?
Ah.
I like that. I think that should be. Did she give him a Rolex or anything? Like, you should throw a Rolex on the. Like, that should be the engagement present. If a woman's going to ask a man to marry him, which I'm totally fine with, by the way, I think it. Absolutely in favor of that move, by the way. Just throw a watch on his wrist.
Nah, you know what? I'd be happy with a new set of golf clubs. I don't need a Rolex.
That's gonna make the marriage last, Dregs. Here's a new set of clubs. We're gonna get married, but I don't want to see you on nice days. All right, Instigators, WGR 550. Darren Dreger joining us. Question for you about what's going on in Columbus and more so Dallas, because I feel like there's more of a lid on that one unless more news has come out since this morning.
Yeah. Well, Dallas media is speculating that it's COVID-related, and, you know, given the mysterious way that they suddenly canceled their practice, I mean, that was, I think, a fair, if not a safe assumption, but I see that it's being reported. So I trust the good people there who work closely with the Dallas Stars. What's more interesting to me, and I expect the National Hockey League shortly to issue a statement, because the NHL effectively takes control of that information, provided that it's not just an individual case. So I'm not going to speculate that, you know, multiple players or team personnel have tested positive here, but it's starting to feel that way. So the NHL is expected, according to our sources, to again issue some form of a statement, if not shortly, at some point today. So it's mysterious, but it kind of isn't. Again, what we're being told is that it is COVID-related. What we don't know is, you know, how significant it is. Is it an outbreak, which would mean multiple positive tests? But for the National Hockey League to get involved and for us to know that they're about to issue a statement, that tells me that it is significant.
Dregs, I think I made a mistake at the beginning of the show, and I said once camp starts, the league and the team have to announce if it's COVID-related. It's not camp, right? It's the start of the regular season where they have to make a public announcement about COVID?
Yeah. Correct. Start of the regular season.
Okay, correct.
And they have to disclose the identity of the individuals. So it's going to get obviously very public. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that we're all conditioned to this point of the virus and the pandemic that, you know, unless you're a player who just utterly wants the privacy and everything that goes into that, I don't know why it would be a big deal. And in fact, I look at it the other way. I mean, we know this, fellas. Okay, let's just be clear here. There are a number of players who have made their way to their NHL clubs that at some point have tested positive for COVID-19. That's just the reality of the situation. I mean, you look at what went down with the St. Louis Blues and, in fact, other teams going into return to play in the summer. There were multiple positive tests. But the flip side to that, and this is why I think it's healthy for the National Hockey League to acknowledge the identity and the cases in season, is the fact that these players have recovered, right? So, you know, it's in some cases, of course, it's lethal, it is deadly, but the more positive outlooks that we have specific to COVID-19, even though you're talking about, you know, top conditioned athletes, I still think it's a better message for society that, you know, people are recovering from the illness.
Darren Dreger joining us here, as he always does, Friday at 11:30, TSN Hockey Insider. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter. Rivs, you look like you're ready. You took a deep breath. It looked like you're maybe ready to say something.
I wanted to stay on Columbus and just asked about what is going on with Pierre-Luc Dubois in Columbus.
It's a curious one, and I'm glad for it because it's going to keep our interest in my business peaked for quite some time, at least until he's traded. Now, the messaging coming out of both sides is that there's no timetable of trade. But you guys know this. I mean, you all have played in team environments where a player isn't happy and that player formally asks for a trade. It doesn't happen overnight, and it gets awkward, right? Well, there has to be some awkwardness with the Columbus Blue Jackets right now, even though Pierre-Luc Dubois is going to play hard. Every shift, he's going to give his all because that's the type of competitor he is. But you don't think that John Tortorella is going to use that to his advantage? Well, you don't want to be here? Okay, no problem. You're going to let your teammates twist and win? Okay, understood, no problem. I mean, that's just the way things go. So my sense is that it's likely, a trade is likely going to happen sooner rather than later. Whether that's 2 weeks or 2 months, as I said last night in Insider Trading, we don't know. Pat Brisson, who represents Dubois, is most definitely willing to work with Yarmo. Yarmo willing to work with Brisson. That's why they signed the two-year extension. What I know is this. I mean, the interest in Pierre-Luc Dubois is off the charts, as it should be. I mean, he's at least the legit number two center in the NHL. And on some teams, if not many teams, he'd be a number one center. And he hasn't peaked in terms of his level of development. So, you know, it's going to be fun to watch this unfold because then you have to look at the possible suitors and the number of, you know, premium names that could be in play. Doesn't it start with Patrick Laine in Winnipeg? Now, I don't know that Pierre-Luc Dubois wants to sign long-term in Winnipeg. I guess they'd have to find out. But we know what the situation is in Winnipeg with Patrick Laine. If I'm Yarmo Kekalainen, I'm sitting there going, okay, well, part of the package that I'm going to get in return is for a guy who I'm pretty confident is going to score 40 for me on average year by year. So let's start with that and see what sort of package we can make work. And then you look at all the other interested teams, and as I said, there's probably 20 or more. I mean, Yarmo Kekalainen is going to have a difficult time just sorting through some of the star power that he's going to attract for this kid.
Drag, Zoo says no. If Dubois is being offered and for one, Lionel Dubois, does Winnipeg say no or does Columbus say no? Who's got to give more?
I think Columbus says no. And I'm not sure why I feel that way. Look, Winnipeg doesn't have a problem with Patrick Laine aside from a financial concern, right? You know, they know that this kid is going to command, you know, now at one point it was $9+ million. I don't know if he's getting that because of the pandemic and a flat cap of 81.5, but it's going to be $8+. You know, let's just be moderate on that side and conservative. Winnipeg doesn't feel like they can pay that for a winger, even though this kid's going to, again, score 40+. So Winnipeg, I think they would make that deal because when you look at the middle of the ice, they've got Mark Scheifele, who isn't going anywhere anytime soon. They acquired Stastny, who effectively is an insurance policy and buys them a little time to see what Cole Perfetti, who they drafted 10th overall, is going to develop into. Cole Perfetti is not going to be a number two center for the Winnipeg Jets this season or next season. He's just not going to be ready for that. So if Winnipeg can acquire a piece like Pierre-Luc Dubois, I think they do it all day long. And I think Kevin Cheveldayoff would sweeten that deal if Columbus is so inclined to consider it. But I think Yarmo is doing what he should be doing. He's sitting back. He knows that Winnipeg is interested. He knows that the New York Rangers are keenly interested, the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, go down the list. Again, there'll be so many teams with interest. I wouldn't be surprised.
So let's just say, hypothetically, the Buffalo Sabres are interested. What is the one piece that is absolutely going to even start the conversation? Is it Dylan Cousins?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's where I would start if I was Yarmo. Or look, I'll throw, you know, I know Anaheim is going to have interest for sure. Likewise, L.A. So are you not, if you're Yarmo Teikkalainen, clearly looking at their top prospects? You know, and for the Buffalo Sabres, it's Dylan Cousins. And whether Buffalo wants to engage in that, I mean, again, that's up to the Buffalo Sabres. But again, if I'm the Columbus Blue Jackets, I'm giving up a player that we drafted high who's proven that he can be, again, at worst, the number two center in the National Hockey League. You know, with all due respect to Dylan Cousins, who's coming off an unbelievable World Juniors, are we absolutely certain not to you know, revisit the argument that we collectively had last Friday on the show, or maybe it was Tuesday? Are we convinced that Dylan Cousins is going to be a star in the NHL? I'm not yet. I think he's going to be a very good player, but until you see him play X number of NHL games, you can't be certain of that. So, you know, if it's Anaheim, are you asking for Zegras? If it's L.A., are you asking for Byfield? I mean, you know.
Well, what's going to happen in the Islanders with Barzal? I mean, is that a possibility?
No, I think the Islanders are in it to win it now. You know, and again, I think Barzal gets done here imminently. I do. I think that Lamoriello right now he's just trying to move a little bit of money. And he doesn't have to move a lot. He really doesn't. Like, the Johnny Boychuk LTIR helped a lot. But, you know, they've got Green and they've got Martin that haven't been registered yet. So there's more money coming into the equation there. But I still think that Barzal gets a three-year deal at around $7 million. So I don't know if Lou is trying to get creative, if he's engaging with, you know, a team that maybe still has some dead money, trying to acquire that. If he's, you know, just trying to move out a lower level piece to give him a bit more wiggle room, I don't know. But that's what's holding this up.
What do you have to do, Dregs, to get Andrew Ladd off that salary cap? Yeah. So Andrew Ladd is 35 years old. Yeah. The last two seasons has typically played in the minors, and he's still making $5.5 million for the next 3 years. Are you would Lou as much as give a first round draft pick to get him on off the books?
Well, you'd have to, wouldn't he, Ribs? I mean, that's pretty much the only way you get it done, or you throw in a very good prospect. I mean, it's the age old formula for trying to move that. And you're right. I mean, that's the type of piece that I think Lou has been trying to move. I've heard rumors of Thomas Hickey as an example. Again, you know, just moving a bit of money off the books, but there haven't been any takers. But the reason this is dragging on, and it hasn't turned into an ugly environment yet. Both sides are being patient. I mean, we in the media are having fun, you know, wondering what the hell is going on, because it's hard to envision the Islanders starting the regular season without Barzal in their lineup. I mean, he's their best player. You know, you start a 56-game season without your top player in the lineup, top offensive weapon, and all of a sudden you're 0 for 3, 0 for 5 out of the gate, and you've got a serious problem. So I think he's tried all that. I think he's tried to move Ladd. I think he's tried to move Hickey. As I told you guys on Tuesday, I think he was most definitely in on the deal that Ottawa made with Tampa Bay. So, you know, the player in this case is skating. He's working out. He doesn't have to scrimmage. He's just kind of, you know, doing his thing around New York and waiting for the phone to ring to say that a deal is done.
Lou must be fuming. I mean, he does not want guys holding out on him. That is not a Lou Lamoriello move. Who was the last guy that ever held out and stood up to Lou?
You're not wrong, Petey, but it's his fault. And it's not a holdout. This player isn't holding out. He doesn't have a contract, right?
Like fair enough. That's a fair point, yes.
Yeah, he can't go to cap. Bad choice of words. Yeah, from an insurance perspective, he can't participate. I mean, when's the last time you guys, for me, this shows the character of Matt Barzal, and I don't know him at all, but he arrived well in advance, you know, in New York, you know, so that he made sure that any quarantine issues would be resolved. And then he had a physical. So he checked in with the New York Islanders, you know, went through his physical, you know, skated a bit, not with the team, but in the area, continued to work out, did all of that without a contract. So, I mean, this is on Lou for, you know, making deals with Martin and Green early and, frankly, not being able to move the amount of money that he needed to move. It's not like Matt Barzal's situation snuck up on the New York Islanders, right? They've known for a long time that this is coming.
You're absolutely right. Dregs, fantastic as always. Thanks for your time. Look forward to next week, and go Bills.
No kidding. Absolutely. Are you putting any cash down on the Bills to win the Super Bowl?
Just hope. Hope is enough. It's enough money to buy.
All right, boys.
All right, Instigators, we got to go. Dregs, you're the man. Thank you. We'll be back, WGR 550, with a final last quick segment of the week before One Bills Live.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.